I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. First, the government of Yemen was overthrown. Then, the death of Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah. These two events created even more uncertainty in the Middle East. Middle East expert with V3 Partners Tom Doyle says whether it's Sunni Islamic State terrorists or Shiite radicals, they're both bad news.
They're both bent on being supreme in Islam, wiping out Christianity, eradicated in the region, and then going after Israel. So both of them are in a mad rush to try to pull that off.
Meanwhile, Sierra Leone has lifted quarantine measures put in place during the Ebola crisis. That doesn't mean it's over, though, because the country is still at a standstill. The government has temporarily shut down public services, businesses, and internet cafes. Crossroad Bible Institute's campuses are still reeling, too. They lost 4 instructors to Ebola. CBI is a discipleship and advocacy ministry for prisoners and their families. Ask God to provide more instructors. More details at our website. And teamwork is the name of the game when it comes to spreading God's word. Faith Comes by Hearing's Gil Moreno.
By working together, we can overcome the obstacles that stand in the way of people receiving the scriptures in a form they can understand.
Case in point, Peru. In August, a massive earthquake struck southern Peru. FCBH and 2 indigenous ministries teamed up to bring physical and spiritual comfort to survivors. At missionnews.org, you can help FCBH share God's word with people worldwide.
The poor are everywhere, and people need the scriptures in their heart language.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority in 2015. With your gift, I'll send you the story, God's Word, written in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the story link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.